51 on Maryland's Morning News. Jim Hall joins me now, former chairman of the NTSB and president of James Hall & Associates. The latest on this Malaysian airliner still missing almost a week after it went missing. CBS and ABC both reporting that two communication systems on the plane were shut down separately, which leads a lot of people to believe either it was hijacked or there was pilot suicide or the pilots were behind this. Jim, thanks for joining us, first of all. What do you make of these latest developments, this reporting?
Well, at this point, of course, all this is speculation. And if the act was intentional, there is also a possibility that the flight crew was able to, or whoever had made this intentional act, to pull the circuit breakers on the recorders. So just finding the aircraft, we may still be left with a mystery.
All right, so you can turn off these communications devices by simply pulling out fuse boxes or pulling out certain wires. I mean, how difficult is it to turn off these devices?
Well, you'd have to really go to Boeing for the expertise, but if this was a planned event, someone could probably know exactly what intentional acts to take. The possibility, of course, of some sort of electrical failure is out there as well. So at least, hopefully, we have a better idea for the searchers for the location to look for debris. The agonizing thing here is the families have been almost a week now,
right,
with not knowing any information in regard to their loved ones.
Listen, I ask you this because there's a lot of people talk about it, speculating about it. Do you think there's a possibility that this thing landed somewhere?
Well, I don't think that can be ruled out. Everything is on the table until we find the aircraft. And whether this, we had intentional acts with Egypt Air and Silk Air. We had pilot incapacitation with Payne Stewart. Mm-hmm. So most of the investigators and most of the speculation has been on things that have occurred in aviation. There's always a possibility that this may be something new, something we haven't seen.
The black box, which we haven't heard anything from at this point, it does have a detection system on it, right, that would send out a signal if it was in contact with water. Is that accurate?
Yes, it has an ELT system. That is, of course, why I have been an advocate for deployable recorders that would be located in the rear of the aircraft and that would automatically eject on any type of impact and also float. We use those on the F-18 aircraft in the Air Force. So,
But just because it's not, putting out signals doesn't necessarily mean it's not in the water.
Not at this point, because if the particularly if the black boxes are underwater, you're going to have a ship or over the site to pick up that ping. It would not be able to go through the water up to the satellite. You'd have to have the electronic equipment on a ship.
Is there one specific piece of evidence that you would, or fact, or something that you would want to know right now that would help you better understand where this plane could be?
I think, unfortunately, this is so unusual because it's been such a disorganized investigation. Most of these information that we do have has been coming from leaks and news sources rather than official investigative official investigative organization. But the fact with the transponder and the turn of the aircraft are certainly extremely significant.
All right, we'll leave it there. Jim Hall, I appreciate greatly you coming on the show. Former chairman of the NTSB, is also president of James Hall & Associates here on Maryland's Morning News.